Hey, it's Carrie and Tommy here. Just before we head into our podcast, we wanted to talk to you, our international listeners, and specifically our UK listeners. Hit us up on the socials. We're going to be in your hood. Get in touch. Let us know where we should go, what we should do, should we come visit you?
That is a lot of questions. At Carrie Tommy Show is the place to do that. So, like we said, hit us up. But right now, that's enough from us. So here's more us. Your whip about to get rockin', your smile about to be poppin'. Lit times for your drive, no maybes, just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off. Carrie and Tommy are about to kick off another great show. Listen live on the radio or anytime on their new home, the Listener app. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to it for your Tuesday arvo. How are we, guys?
So good, so good. Because you are still in the beautiful city of Perth over in WA.
I am. Stunning.
Isn't it?
Broadcast from King's Pass. It's good if I'd know the name of the park that I'm broadcasting from that I spent most of my childhood picnicking at. King's Park last night and again tonight. It's just so beautiful.
Go outside. Yeah.
Hey, you've got a team meeting, get outdoors.
Obviously, because of the time difference, there is a running joke in Australia that new trends and fads, they take a little longer to hit over in Perth than they do over here. And I was wondering if you had noticed, have you noticed any trends kind of that you see over there and you go, oh, that's hit a bit later than it's hit over on the eastern coast?
I mean, to be fair, I'm usually a bit late to the trends as well.
Okay.
So I would be thinking, oh, they're just wearing the same gear I am.
Well, I guess I'll be specific about the trend. I was wondering if there was a big trend, and it was in the year 2000. You might recognise this. Has this hit over there?
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
Yo.
What's up?
Okay, I get it. Out of interest, how long would that have run for?
That's four minutes.
Yeah, just about the same. What's up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you
really
say
that? No, that's not a trend that's here. Nah, I didn't though.
Yeah.
I didn't though.
Okay, you want to have a go? Want to come to the...
If I was to do it anywhere, it would be WA.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
Oh, because WA, like, wah-zap. Do you reckon they'll use that as a tourist campaign?
Instead of where the bloody hell are you?
Come on over to wah-zap. Yeah, bigger.
I can lead the campaign for that.
How much would you charge for a campaign like that?
Oh, a lot.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
Getting my WhatsApp for free.
So we have just got a quick call here. We might just go to Joel. G'day, Joel.
What's up?
Good stuff. I reckon we're going to have a fun show, because
it's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Picking a name for your kid is a big responsibility.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot riding on it. Are you happy with Tommy? Is their choice for you?
Not particularly. I mean, it's fine. But I've already picked out Weapon is going to be my first one. Regardless.
Why don't you ever have a serious conversation? I honestly thought you were about to tell me your future kid's name.
I did just then.
Why did I do this to myself?
I just did it then.
Thomas Jr.
No, it's... Thommy has proved difficult for me because none of my closest friends will believe me about my actual name, which, if you have just tuned in, it is, it's spelled Tommy but with an H, but it's pronounced Thommy.
Oh,
but because
stop.
These dullards.
This is derailing the thing I want to talk about.
Because these dullards are too white and don't have enough exotic
blood. Will it get you back on track
blood?
If I just call you Thommy? Thommy,
yes.
Can we please talk about naming your children?
Thommy says
not
yes.
Not about Thommy. So, you know, when we named Adelaide, she wasn't Adelaide for the first few minutes of being alive.
I didn't know that.
Yes, because we couldn't decide between the name Adelaide or Willow.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with all the other cities you claim as being your own. Perth, Melbourne.
Doesn't work as a first name.
Sydney.
Okay? Sydney's a good one.
This is our baby, Kalgoorlie.
Cal's a good name.
Cal.
Cal.
This is our baby, Humpty Doo.
Inaloo.
Our baby,
anyway,
Fanny Bay.
When she was born, we thought we'd go with Willow. Because Sonda, you're not helping.
She's meant to put it.
Are you honestly laughing at Fanny Bay?
No, no.
And I whispered to Tommy, "Your poon."
We're doing the funniest names. from around Australia, Bicker.
Okay, let's just talk about this instead because I don't feel like, Thommy, you're on board. Let's talk about funny town names.
We've just done them all.
So would you like me to go back to names of children?
Yes.
Anyway, when she came out, my Yipoon.
She pretended to be not on board and then she got us all.
We decided to go with Willow. Adelaide was a nod to all of some of my family that are from Adelaide, and we couldn't pick names from, like, my Nana was Elva, and we thought it's not sort of a name I'd want to call my daughter of this generation.
I think it's cool.
Nana was Loris, then there was Doris. There was just a lot of names we didn't feel we could use.
Yes, they're very Nana names, aren't they? Loris and Doris.
And Elva.
Yeah.
So we thought Adelaide covered them all. But when she came out, we were like, it's Willow. And we called her Willow Adelaide. And then we told the nurse that we were going to go with Adelaide, but we went with Willow. And she said, oh, thank God, because Willow's a better name. And we were like,
wow.
Oh. And anyway, she left the room. And then while we were sitting there looking at her, we were looking at her for a while and then we were cuddling and we were like, she's just not a Willow, because Willow's quite a wistful name and she ain't wistful.
Yeah.
And she's proven to be the opposite of wistful, so I'm glad we didn't go with it. And so we switched her name, the lady. that is a little girl. Yeah. And so when the nurse came back in, we changed, said we want to change it, and she went a bit white because she'd already told us her thoughts on the name Adelaide. Anyway, and so she became Adelaide. But that was just minutes that she was called something different. Kylie Jenner has stunned fans today, saying that weeks after giving birth to her baby son, Wolf, her son's name isn't Wolf anymore.
Really?
She said, we really don't feel like it was a name for him, so we've changed it.
What have they gone with? Have they gone with another animal?
But they've not said what the new name is. They've just said that we've changed the name.
Woof.
After a few weeks.
I didn't know because when does the paperwork go through?
Yes, when you, we took a while because there was a bit going on, three kids and stuff. But I think you've got a little while to lodge it.
Okay.
You have to lodge it like the next day.
So that wouldn't be, at that stage, they wouldn't have to do a name change.
I don't think so. Mm. No.
Yep.
But so they've already got Stormy. So Stormy and Wolf, which do kind of go together. Anyway, I don't know what they've come up with now.
I think Wolf.
I'm interested. That was after a few weeks. I want to know the longest amount of time you've gone that you've then changed your kid's name.
Right.
Like months, years? Like at what point does your child's identity become that?
Well, I have an ex-girlfriend who changed what she was called. So she didn't change
as
her
an
name.
As an adult, though.
But no, as a kid. So she didn't change her name, but she started going by her middle name. So she decided when she hit primary school, she decided she didn't like her first name and so started going by her middle name.
Oh. Well, I mean, that's why you give them a middle name. I don't have a middle name, so if I don't like my name, there's nothing I can do.
Oh, we'll just go, hey, just nothing.
No.
Over here.
So, hey, Brian's called him. Brian was the name. So here's this. Brian is my dad's name, was my stepdad's name, and my grandpa's name.
Yes.
So when I was thinking of boy's name, I was just like, Brian could have been it, but I just didn't feel like Brian was my good baby.
No, especially not for your little girl.
But Brian has called up.
Yes.
Brian, are you related to me in any way?
Not as far as I know.
Good on you. What have you got for us, Brian?
I've actually got a funny town name for you.
Yeah? Give it to us.
Bald Knob in South Australia.
That's so good. That's so good.
Is Bald Knob anywhere near Yorkies?
Not 100% sure.
Isn't there a Yorkies Knob? Or am I?
Oh, is there a Yorkies Knob?
Isn't there? Isn't Yorkies Knob a place?
It's just the one with more hair on it next to Bald Knob, is it? Good on you, Brian. Thank you for getting in touch.
No
worries. So, Bickers, do you want to go just people who have changed their kids' names?
Yes, but I want long time before they've changed
it,
not just after a couple of minutes.
Great. Give us a call, 131060.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, for your drive home this afternoon and on 131060, how long did you wait and then change your kid's name?
Yes, because I'm just throwing my piece of paper away. Hold on. I've forgotten which Jenner. Kylie.
Wolf. Yeah.
Kylie has changed her son's name. It's not Wolf anymore. She said, we really didn't feel like it was him. So after a couple of weeks after giving birth, they've changed their son's name. I was saying my daughter Adelaide was born Willow and then we changed her name, but that was minutes between name change. I want to know the longest time you've gone.
Because the thing I don't understand about this is they haven't given him a new name, Wolf.
I think they have. They've just not announced it to the world.
Why? Why don't they just wait to tell us that he hasn't got a name before telling us what his new name is? You know, like
yes,
just do it.
Then
in
it
one.
Goes so long though that you're like, oh my god, you've changed the name after like two yeah. months. I think now they're giving themselves room to not like it again. See, they haven't told us, so we won't know if they change their mind 10 times before god. Their next announcement.
I am going to be glued to this saga, because...
hanging on to every word, oh, Ebony. No. How long between the name change for you?
So it was a family member, and they were set all through birth that it was going to be Mateo. Gave birth, named him Mateo for 3 months, and just before they handed in the registry form, they changed it to Ethan.
That's a very different name.
Isn't it? Mateo to Ethan. Yeah. Why didn't they like Mateo anymore?
None of us ever got the answer, and the whole family still calls the kid Mateo because they're so confused.
Was Ethan a middle name worker? Was there any inkling of where they got it from?
No, they had like Ethan, you know, when you first come up with 100 baby names, whatever. Like it was one of the ones they liked, but they never really liked it. And then they just all of a sudden one day were like, oh, by the way, his name's not this anymore, it's this.
Is it 100 names? Is that what the list people are narrowing down from?
Well, you start with a lot and then you get... Like you get down to your couple, and then you've got your one that your partner hates, but you know once you've given birth, you'll get. So you just, you know, bury that in there somewhere along with the other 20 that you're like, yeah, I love that too. I've got the one I want and I will get
it. Yes, and you pretend, you go, well, we've got one of mine in there and one of yours in there. Yeah. Let's just see, shall we?
Kate, how long between the name change?
5 years.
Wow. Why did the name, and who are we talking about, and why did their name get changed?
So it was my brother, and he was born Nathan and was Nathan until he was a little bit over 5, and it was time to go to school, and Mum said, you know what, he's going to get picked on with that name, and changed it.
Why Nathan? There's nothing that jumps out at me for Nathan.
Just the nicknames that he was already getting with Nathan. So they, changed it. So it's a bit funny. You know, we go to Mum's house and there's trophies with Nathan on it, and then there's trophies with his name now. And,
what's his name now?
Cody.
Right. And so how did he feel? Because at 5, you very much know your identity and your name. Like,
I'm not sure. It's just never been a big deal in the family. That's just his name now, and that's how it is.
Wow. I'm so interested I'm not going to ask because I don't
I'm not sure Kate has many more answers for you because she didn't change the name and it's not her name that's been changed. So I think Kate's been lovely enough to call. But any questions you have, you may need to take up with her mother.
Well, I'm going to move on to Totty. G'day, Totty.
Hey, Tommy. Hey, Kerry.
How are you?
Hi.
Good. Thank you. How are you both?
So good. Tell us about who this person is and why the name got changed.
Well, I was born and they gave me the nana name of Edith when I was born.
Yeah.
At 6 months, I got given a nickname of Toddy.
Yep.
And right through primary school and high school to year 10, I was Edith at school and Toddy socially. So I finally dropped the Edith and now I'm just Toddy all the time.
You sound like a Toddy.
not an Edith.
You sound fun, Toddy.
Sometimes.
Toddy, where do you sit in terms of in line with Toddy Goldsmith?
I'm younger than Toddy Goldsmith, but it was a way of when I went out and met people, Toddy, they couldn't pronounce, I would go just like Toddy Goldsmith.
Oh, you wouldn't go Toddy. like a hot Toddy?
That's more of the English people will say that to me.
Okay.
It's a bit like hot Toddy.
Cool. Good
but in saying that, with our daughter, we didn't give her a name. She didn't have a name for 3 to 4 weeks because we didn't want to make the same mistake.
Wow.
And what did you go with in the end, Toddy?
With Dita, D-I-T-A.
Cute.
Yeah.
Like Dita Von Teese.
Yes, exactly like Dita Von Teese and Toddy Goldsmith.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this afternoon, and we are looking for Australia's tennis hopefuls and woefuls.
How good is this? $5,000 cash is on the line. All you've got to be able to do is hit a ball over the net, and if you're lucky enough and that ball happens to hit our can filled with $5,000, that money is yours. Because this is a game you used to play it as a kid. I imagine you were a rich kid by the end of it.
No, because we never got cash in our cans. Mm. We just get the can of soft drink. And that was such a win for a Saturday morning. We were so excited that that was what we got to take home. And I think only once in a year did I ever hit the can. So one can a year and I still remember it.
Yes. Well, also that can would have been sitting out in the sun on the tennis court waiting for
it. We didn't care. Hot soft drink. I didn't get soft drink in my house. So just one can of hot soft drink was heaven.
That's true. We should have done that game. I mean, why are we wasting so much money? Look at the lasting impact.
I feel like this generation doesn't want a hot can of soft drink as a prize.
It's been knocked around on a tennis court.
It's all thanks to Tennis Australia. So for details and the chance to be involved, head to carryandtommy.com.au now.
Up next, the what we've got written on the whiteboard because is what did you buy drunk?
Yeah,
and I can't wait to hear what you bought. That's next.
Yes.
It's Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday, Arvo.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yeah. Because now I told you we were going to talk about the age-old question of what you bought when you were drunk.
Yeah. You're always buying random stuff. What have you bought recently?
I'm going to send you the note. I've just sent it to our WhatsApp group. That's the note that came along with it.
This note before opening your book. This is a vintage paperback with a glued binding. It is imperative that you handle this book with care when reading, or you could cause the pages to loosen and fall out. Do not open the book flat. Open only just enough to read the pages, preferably not more than a 90-degree angle. What is this book? Consider gripping the spine between your palm and base of thumb when reading to lessen stress to binding. If you are careful, your book should hold up well for many years to come. What is this?
What do you reckon it is?
What is it? So it's a vintage copy of something, like it's an original copy of some story, like a...
It is.
The note's so serious, but I'm finding it really hard to take it serious because it's written in Comic Sans.
Yeah, I know.
Why is Sonda doing
the Kama Sutra?
I was going to say, the Kama Sutra. Is that why you're doing it?
So sad.
Imagine being in the middle of doing the do and going, hang on, let's just get some inspiration, but you're not able to open the book enough with your sweaty little hands.
Grip the spine between your palm and base
also
of
grip
thumb.
The book. Yes.
We want the readers of the future to enjoy this as well, so let's not unglue the... Well, there's something we can stick it back together with.
Is it a comic or like an original copy? Is it the Bible?
It's far old.
Are you reading the Bible?
No, it's not as old as that, but it is old.
Would you call it a collector's edition?
I looked up how much it cost me, and it cost me...
What do you mean? You don't remember?
No, I didn't remember buying it. Yeah. And so I thought, I don't reckon I bought this. And then I unwrapped it. I definitely bought this.
Oh my God. I remember what happened.
I remember I was watching Penn and Teller's Fool Us when I was a bit drunk.
Penn and Teller's Fool Us?
It's a great magic show, right, where they just try and fool Penn and Teller. They don't win any prizes. Penn and Teller just go, you fooled us. And then the magicians go, this is...
fooled us? I thought it was Fool Lust. I thought it was like Penn and Teller's Fool
I can't wait to see Penn and Teller's Fool Lust. The disappearing rings trick is very different.
The rabbit.
Pulling it out of a hat. That's really vibrating, isn't it? And I remember seeing a magician talk about all these rare magic books that he had, and he named them. So I just started writing them down and buying them. And have a look. That's what I bought.
Jermaine the Wizard and his Legermaine?
Yeah, I don't know how to say that word. Legermaine.
By Stuart Kramer. Wow, what are you going to do with that?
I started to read it, but it's very hard to read when you can only peek it open and look through.
You've got to be careful to grip the spine between your palm and base of thumb.
It's a book about a magician's life who was in the, what's before the 1900s, so 1880s through to like 1920, and then this book was produced in 1960.
So it's a story about like
it's
a real
his life.
Yeah.
And they talk about his tricks because he was the first person to do some of these tricks. But because
sounds like
it's a really.
Quite a lot.
I have.
I think you love Penn and Teller's Fool Lust.
It's got a fold out section for Penn and Teller's Fool Lust.
Yes, right.
A sealed section.
Comes with a pop up section.
Cameron, what did you buy drunk?
I bought a mini donut machine at a Crow's silent auction.
Well, that could be from Fool Lust as well.
a mini donut maker. That sounds
great.
Fun.
Yeah.
Have you got kids, Cameron?
No, I don't. After I bought it, I got all the Crows players to sign it.
That's so great because that's essentially signed. You know how the George Foreman grill is obviously by someone who would use that product. You have basically got it signed by all these people who have never eaten a mini donut.
Yeah, it was good.
Is it great?
Nah.
Okay. How many times have you used it, Cameron?
Couple, if only.
Okay. Good on you, Cameron. Thank you. 131060, we'd love to hear from the rest of you. What did you buy when you were drunk?
Carrie and Tommy.
That's where you're at for your Tuesday, Arvo. And on 131060, what did you buy when you were drunk?
Yes, because I bought a rare magic book, which wasn't something that I knew existed until I was watching a TV show. And I got online and bought it and forgot about it. And it's arrived now and I've got to be very careful holding it, it says.
Yes, the notes tell you you can't open the book flat. You can only open it just enough to read the pages, preferably not more than a 90-degree angle. And you've got to consider gripping the spine between your palm and base of thumb when reading to lessen the stress to the binding.
Yes. G'day, Amanda.
Hi.
What did you buy when you were drunk?
An ashtray.
And I'm assuming you're a smoker.
I detest smoking. Can't stand it. In fact, I hate smoking so much. When I was little and my mum would smoke in the car, I would lay down on the road in front of the tyre so she wouldn't drive off until she finished her dart.
Why did
you? I love you, Amanda.
Like, why did you lay down on the road? Couldn't you just hang by the door?
No, because she'd made me sit in the car and she was smoking a dart.
Yeah.
So I'd lay on the road. But I hate smoking so much, so now it's just a pot puree. It holds all my rose petals and essential oils.
That's so funny.
Pot puree. Is that how you say it, Amanda?
Is there a French way of saying it?
I don't know. I've never known because it sounds right but not quite right.
It doesn't sound right at all.
I can't remember how I say it. How do you say it, Tom?
Potpourri?
I thought it was potpourri. What is it? Potpourri, potpourri, or...
Which pot are you talking?
Pot puree is your thing because potpourri. I don't know.
Is it? Sounds weird, doesn't it? Anyway, I'm glad you've got your ashtray for your potpourri, Amanda.
No, you can go to Amanda.
No, I just wanted to know, Amanda, why you bought it.
I don't recall the purchase.
Of course, I forget these people are drunk.
Amanda, that was such a beautiful turn of phrase for I was blind, which was I don't recall the purchase.
Well, I work in criminal law, so I'm not going to tell you that it may have ended up in my handbag and it may not have been purchased. I'm not sure.
Good on you, Amanda. Thank you. G'day, Ashley.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, so good. What did you buy when you were drunk?
My partner bought bagpipes.
Stop.
They're literally just sitting on the cupboard because he cannot play them.
I mean, that's better than being played.
Yep.
I can't believe, as a drunk purchase, that's also a hungover nightmare. Like, imagine if your head's thumping and just hearing a bit of
that. He tried to play him once the next morning, and it was killer.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the conversation, though, the drunk conversation that would have led to him purchasing it? Mm. You know, like guys sitting around.
Jimmy Barnes.
Yes.
He plays bagpipes. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
We would have been like, Jimmy, guys.
I reckon one of the boys would have gone, I don't reckon that'd even be hard to play.
They're definitely interesting to watch someone play.
Good on you, Ashley. What about you, Ryan? What did you buy drunk?
Well, I was on a wee bit of a bender with the boys and I bought a rather expensive pair of UGG boots that didn't turn out to fit me.
Didn't they? Can you change them or was that not, did you not look for somewhere that had a suitable returns policy?
Well, I kind of woke up the next day after I'd already bought them and woken up with them. So I don't even know where I got them from.
Ryan, I don't think you've ever been on a wee bit of a bender.
Mm. Yeah, sounds like a lot of a bender.
Yeah. It was a bit sketchy that weekend, I'll say that.
Yeah.
What's up? Jared, what did you buy drunk?
Me and my old boy bought a car.
Ooh. What? what type of car?
Oh, it's just a little Toyota Echo.
Oh, yeah. That's a funny drunk purchase.
That was not the car I thought.
We forgot about it for a couple of days.
Forgot.
And Yeah, so we went out to the club. We were out for a fair part of the night. Anyway, one of the boys said, "Oh, do you want to buy this car?" And they sort of only had a couple of days reg or whatever. We were like, "Righto," so we got it. I paid him, and then a couple of days later, he's like, "Oh, come and get the car." And I was like, "What?" And we forgot that we bought the car.
Clubbing's obviously changed since I did it, but
no, we didn't spend thousands. It was only less than $1,000, so it was all right.
Really? And did you then just destroy it when you got it?
No, my dad still loves it.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, that is where you're at. And Carrie and Tommy, the Bevy Bandits coming up very soon, all thanks to Hairy Dog.
The Bevy Bandits.
We're going to be chatting to someone who gets a special visit from the Bevy Bandits.
But up next.
Yeah.
I've been rocking a cool new purchase.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been feeling pretty good about myself.
Oh, yeah.
About it. But I just have one question about how I'm wearing this item.
Okay.
And I think it's yes, I'm scared to know the answer, but we're going to discuss it next.
Great.
It's I'm going to continue to wear it with confidence in the meantime.
Great. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, which means the paper quiz is still to come.
Now, I am often behind on the fashion trends, but I've jumped on a new one that I'm very into, and it is, you know how New York baseball caps are back?
Sorry?
You know the New York baseball caps that say NY
just
on the front.
Baseball caps. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yes, yeah, yeah. I mean, I know. You mean the Yankees caps?
I don't know. Is that what they are?
Well,
they sell them at a stand at the airport.
Are you talking about the one? Yeah, because Liza got me a personalised one of those. I don't know. Maybe
I don't have a personalised one.
Maybe it was 8 years ago or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It said the
I
weapon
see
on the back.
I see everyone wear them at the moment. They're really cool.
Are they? I assume they just got, because you know when like Piping Hot went to Target and then everybody started wearing it because it was cheaper? I assume they'd had some deal like that where
Jay-Z sings about it, how he made the Yankees hat more famous than the Yankees
group. Yeah, and when was that?
Oh, early 2000s, I reckon.
So you're anyway, guys, I am on board the baseball cap.
Yeah, hot on trend.
No, I think they are back, guys, because honestly, I'm just thinking about it. At the airport, there's mass stands and they're always full of people buying them and they're all different colours and shapes.
I always forget. That's where they get all their fashion for the catwalks in Milan from the airport. From the stands at the airport.
I've got
Did
a new
Did you know
black
that's
cap.
Actually where they had Fashion Week? Just and in Terminal 2.
Plenty
and
of runways.
I feel pretty good about myself in it, I'll be honest. It's snug. It fits around my head because it doesn't have the clips at the back. It's just a wrap around all the way around.
Yeah.
So no holes for a ponytail. It's just a full cap.
Everybody knows how a cat works, mate.
Yeah. No, it's just like one of those stretchy, flexi fit kind of
things. Flexi fit.
Anyway, and fits nicely over my head. Only of course it problem
does.
Is
it's stretchy.
I was wearing it the other day and my sister said to me, "Why can I see some weird reflection under your cap?" And I said, "Oh, they're just the labels." And she said, "Why have you got the labels on?" And I said, "Well, they were on the top part of the cap. They're like big round silver labels, but I'm not sure if I meant to keep them on or off. So I've tucked them under the bottom of the cap until I talk to the fashion people in my life. You guys and the people of this beautiful country, and then I'll know if I have to take the silver labels off or if I keep them on. So I'm going to send you a pic of my cap just so you can imagine.
So I already know what the label is because I know caps.
Yes,
I understand.
It says 39-30, small to medium is the size of the sticker.
So there was a trend when people were wearing these as flat caps of keeping that sticker on the top of the cap.
Right.
Yeah, but if you're going to bend your cap, I mean, I just don't know why you... I don't know why you'd take it and stick it somewhere else.
No, I just stuck it there in case I meant to put it back on the top. I didn't want to lose it.
Yeah.
And then there's another one that's a little baseball. Does that go as well?
No, I haven't seen the little baseball one before.
Cute,
but again, these were trends from 10, 15 years ago. Right. I actually think when I was...
Then people will know the answer, won't they?
As what to do now. No, because everyone's just thinking to themselves, remember caps. Yeah, okay.
Do I leave the stickers on or not? Is all I need. I don't need judgment about my cap.
But
I
you
love
didn't.
My cap.
You've already taken them off.
No, I've tucked them underneath and now everything's reflecting because of that.
Yeah, but then just take it off.
But then what if I'm not wearing what's cool?
You're not. We've established that, mate. We don't need calls for that.
You've not seen it on, okay? It's cool.
Okay.
Anyway.
Is it grey? Have you gone with grey?
No, it's black.
Is it?
Black's okay. The in colour.
Yeah, it is. It is. It yeah. is. Yeah, this is exactly the cap that Liza honestly got me like 8 years ago.
Okay. Well,
but it's good. Did you get your name on the back of it?
No, I didn't. Oh. I didn't know that was a thing.
They probably don't
that
do it at
so
the airport.
So 8 years ago. Marcia's on the phone. Yeah. Marcia, are you calling to tell me how to wear my cap?
Oh, Carrie, I love you to bits, but if you're not a 12-year-old boy, then those stickers come off. Mm. If you're 12-year-old and you're a boy, the stickers go on the top.
Okay.
That's cool.
See. Well, I knew it was cool for somebody. I just didn't know if it was cool for me. And now we've got clarification. I appreciate it, Marcia.
No worries.
Okay. Oh, no. Brendan. Brendan's got thoughts. Brendan, yeah. What's your thoughts?
Hey, Carrie, you've got to leave it on. We've got the baseball underneath.
But, Brendan, okay. If you don't leave the cap flat, like if you curve it over her head, like because it's done, are you still meant to leave your sticker on?
Got to be curved, man. Got to be curved. And the sticker's
okay, curved, and I'm leaving the little sticker underneath, but I take the one off that says what size my cap is. Do I take that one off?
Yeah, you take that off.
Brendan, okay. Brendan, now you sound like you know what's going on. So, obviously, do you work in fashion?
Absolutely. I'm a truck driver.
There you go. Good on you, Brendan.
131060. Since we've solved the cap thing, I'm leaving the little baseball one on. I'm taking the size one off. What are you wearing and how? Are you wearing something? You're not 100% sure if you're rocking it right, but we've got fashion designer Tommy here. He's got a little bit of judgment in him, I'll be honest.
I don't understand the question. What are you wearing and how?
It was meant to be called on, do I leave the sticker on or not? Quite specific. But now I know, thanks to Brendan, that I do, because I'm a 12-year-old boy. Okay. I now would like some thoughts on what we should chat to the people about.
What are you wearing and how? Let's see what people come up with for the question. What are you wearing and how? Give us a call, 131060.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
A gangster's paradise for your Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie and Tommy. We're talking fashion.
Fashion.
Discuss. Yeah.
I've got myself a new baseball cap. It's pretty cool. And I just wasn't sure, guys, whether to leave the stickers on or off. I should point out that Dylan called up and he said, you don't wear them anymore. It used to be about showing the hat's authenticity, which is what I was going for. It's what I was channeling.
Authentic.
Authentic.
Yankees fans.
Yes. Yeah. Big time.
So I've asked on 131060, what you're wearing and how. Amber, what are you wearing and how?
I was just ringing to let you know that the baseball on the inside of the cap is actually where you put your finger, where you take your hat on and off, so the hat doesn't get dirty.
Genius.
Oh, my God, Amber.
That's real this good, is... Amber.
I'm feeling my complete authentic self now. This is awesome, Amber.
So when I bought that exact type of hat from the shop, he actually told me that's why it's kind of like off-center.
Amber, so say that I understand it for when the hat is not on your head because you can see where it is then. But so when you're trying to then take your hat off your head, do you just have to guess where the sticker is and hope
that you should just really be able to feel it and you can probably see it as well.
But see it by looking up at your brim of your hat?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because have you got your hat there?
No.
cool.
But I will try that tip and I will be leaving the sticker on, Amber.
We'll get your number. We'll give you a call back, Amber.
Great. Steve, what are you wearing and how?
I'm wearing my undies. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm wearing them inside out because I ran out of the clean ones.
Well, teacher, perfect.
Why do you not just
call topic was?
Stickers on those, Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah, the stickers itch. The stickers itch, and then sort of like if you've got a hairy bum, the sticker will stick to the hairs on your bum.
Yeah. Right? Oh, I'd be lost for decades.
I'd be lost, yeah, I know. And then it hurt.
Steve, why don't you just free ball?
Yeah, I drive a tip truck, mate. I'm in and out of tips all day.
And then where's it going?
But surely tips smell enough
when
already.
Bend down and you see your jocks and you've got them inside out.
No,
dirty.
Not so much that. It's not so much that. It's sort of like if you get hot and sweaty, you want to have a scratch. You really need that extra layer, don't you?
Steve, are you going to be the next Bachelor?
I could be.
Yes, I love
could
it.
Be. I could also be the next eunuch if my missus hears his phone call.
Good on you, Steve.
Good on you, Steve. I've just realised saying to someone, what are you wearing and how, if you say it differently, it's a real weird phone topic, isn't it? Elliot, what are you wearing and how?
Oh, I'm surprised you've only just figured that out, Carrie. But anyway, I'm wearing a dressing gown and I wear it backwards.
Oh, why? Just a cheeky bit of ass out the back.
Because I'm too tight to buy a Snuggie. But then you can sit nice and comfortable on the couch. You don't get too hot behind you because you don't have that extra layer behind you. You just got a nice little blanket down your legs and down your front. You can still eat your bag of chips or your popcorn.
Hey, Elliot, yeah. I think firstly it's genius, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you know about wearing your hoodie backwards and putting your popcorn in your hood?
No, so, I didn't. But that's like a chaff bag for a horse.
You're exactly right.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home for your Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. The paper quiz is coming up later on.
Oh, and if you're a dog lover, you will love our next guest. Tommy, why don't you get a dog?
Well, we have a dog at our house. Johnny's got a dog.
Oh, yeah, you do, but it's not yours.
No, because I'm always away. It's not fair on the dog.
As soon as you no longer travel for work in like 40 years' time, will you get a dog?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll get a.
What sort of dog?
I want to get a French Mastiff.
What's that look like? Is that like a bulldog?
They're so gorgeous. My friend's got one and her name's Ruby and she comes and hangs out at the gym with us and they're just the sweetest, cutest, scary looking, but sweetest, cutest dogs ever.
But they can't
eat
anybody.
Bit like me.
Scary looking.
Yeah. Terrifying.
Give me a scary look. You can be terrifying, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah, just not in the obvious ways.
What does that mean?
No, I just mean you do have terrifying in you, but it's not in the menacing kind of terrifying.
What way do I have it in me?
Oh, I reckon we talk about this another time. But anyway, you've got, like, I mean, in a good way, as in you know, you can turn it on when you need to. You're not just a.
I can turn terrifying on.
No. Terrifying strange.
What?
Menacing. You can be a badass.
I'm menacing.
What are you doing? Listen to that guy. Doesn't he sound menacing?
Yeah.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You may have seen this man hosting ABC News Breakfast. He also has a brand new show called A Dog's World, which starts tonight, 8:30 p.m. on the ABC. Please welcome the great man, Tony Armstrong.
Oh, studio applause. I'll take that.
Thank you. We don't just do that for
real.
Anyone.
Yes.
Don't you know what in my pocket and tell me it's raining, Tommy.
Hey, I need to know about A Dog's World. Is it a dog, the animal, or is this just about these low dogs in your life who you want to see a comeuppance to?
Yeah, you're actually in it, mate. No. And I only mean that. It's about our four-legged friends, yes. Who we love very, very dearly. Hi, Carrie, by the way. How you doing?
Hey, Tony. Do you know what I love about this, Tony, is when
Go on.
A very quick read of what the synopsis of it is, I didn't read it properly, and I thought it said, A Dog's World with Tony Armstrong features interviews with the world's top canines. And I was thinking, you're interviewing dogs.
Yeah.
And I read further. It's canine researchers.
Yeah, I mean, people far smarter than me with degrees and the like. Just basically all about, I guess, how dogs have gone from being apex predators, you know, the wolves and these kind of things, into the little legends that will turn their nose up at the wrong pet food if you have the audacity to give it to them, and everything that's happened in between, and I guess how our relationship with dogs has changed over the years and how they've changed us just as much as we've changed them, I suppose.
I saw episode one, which I think is tonight, it's mm-hmm. on air, is about friendship and the friendship people have with their dogs. I know that you recently lost your dog. How's that been for you? I imagine you were good buddies with your dog.
Yeah, so I had a dog for 12 years. I had a black lab, Junior was his name. And it's actually, so I lost him, I guess, long enough ago for like the raw grief to be gone. And it's been quite funny today because I've done a couple of interviews about this. And it's kind of funny for the people who kind of haven't actually realized that I lost Junior, because people like you know, the interview will be like bubbling along. It's pretty easy topic to talk about, you know, dogs. Everyone's up and about. Yeah, dogs are sick. And they go, you've got a dog, don't you? And I'm like, yes, this is awesome. In my mind, of course, I go, no, actually, I don't. And you can just feel the interview just go.
Do you tell them that it's died?
Yeah, bloody oath on it. It just goes, ugh. You know, you can just feel the air suck out of the room.
Death does that to you, doesn't it?
Yeah, funny that.
Takes the vibe out of the room.
Yeah, anyway, while we're here, should we talk about it?
Have you cried in any of them?
Big A for acting, Tommy. Of course I've cried.
Because what's your approach? I remember when I was studying drama, they told me to put my right hand in my pocket and pinch my right testicle. Do you do the same when you're trying to bring on tears?
I'm left-handed, so, but very, very similar technique. Yeah,
you'll howl with tears then.
Oh, do you feel good about that?
Hey, can I ask a actual dog related question? When you said they've gone from apex predators to the friendly pooches we know and love, I remember seeing something, and have I got this completely wrong, that a lot of the breeding to kind of breed out the more aggressive traits in what were once, as you said, apex predators, is they literally just pick out the friendliest dogs and then breed them?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll answer this question in two parts. One thing, the first is I'm loving this feeling of everyone thinking that I know everything about dogs now.
Yeah.
Which is true, because I do. So I'm glad you asked, because I know for sure the answer to this.
Great.
No, I'm just quickly fumbling through my notes. No, absolutely. And so puppy dog eyes are made with muscles that wolves don't actually have. So the reason why dogs make puppy dog eyes is basically so they can get what they want. They make their eyes bigger. They resemble those of a baby's, and that's why we really struggle to say no to a dog when they you know, do puppy dog eyes on us. And that's a behavior that they've learnt over you know, thousands of years. And basically we would go through and go, oh, look at this cute dog doing puppy dog eyes at me, how can I possibly say no to it? I'll take that one, I'll feed it, I'll look after it. And dogs, obviously, over the course of generations, now have the ability to just turn it on and off. It's like their version of charm, I suppose.
So does that mean if we see someone with a lack of eye muscles, we can call them old wolf eyes?
I mean, if that's what we want to do, yeah. Yeah, I mean, cool. Yeah, let's. Can you do puppy dog eyes, Tommy?
Of course. Don't pretend like you haven't seen them.
Yeah, oh, I've seen them, absolutely, I have.
Tony, we're so excited about your new show, A Dog's World. It does start tonight, 8:30 p.m. on ABC TV. Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time to talk to me, guys. Have a good day.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Party rock!
Having a party. Yeah. Having a party.
Here come the Bevy Bandits, got a party, they will hit it. Bevy Bandits, Carrie, Tommy are the Bevy Bandits.
Be your own bartender with Hairy Dog, the largest range of alcohol online, delivered to your door. HairyDog.com.au.
Well, this is a bit of fun. Isn't I love it? The idea that you and I are getting the party started. We're taking the bevies to the, I was going to say to the bevy
the bandits,
bandits, but we're the bevy bandits.
We're the
aren't
bevy
we?
Bandits. We are the bevy bandits. Because
on the line, we have Stacey. Hey, Stace.
Hi.
How are you going?
Yeah, good.
Would you talk to us about what's happening for you this week, Stacey?
I'm selling my house.
Okay, and you need to be, yeah, okay. You need to have a few party starters for that, Stace?
I think so.
Oh, I can't wait till we get a couple of drinks into you and you suddenly think it's a great idea to sell it for a record low price.
So I understand, Stacey, that you are hoping that perhaps we might come to your auction and be there to help ease the nerves and celebrate the success of selling the house. But we're a little nervous about this because what if it doesn't go the way you want and then we're there with you and there's nothing to celebrate.
What do you mean?
Well, you'll have to give me a few more drinks and make me happy and make me laugh.
Because the baby bandits are meant to spread positivity.
Hey, no, Stace. I just like being a realist.
Yeah, but that's not
exactly.
That's
no, no, no.
That's what Carrie does, not the baby bandits. Hey, Stace.
Yeah.
Stace, I can't wait till we smash some kind of auction record for your area and you can sit back. What are you after? What bevy in particular are you after?
Well, to start with, I think I might need an espresso martini to get the heart pumping.
Great. Sounds good.
We're going to have you dancing and rushing to the toilet in one foul swoop, Stace. Don't you worry about that. And we might even try and sneak around and find out who's going to put on the bids and get a drink into them and loosen up their wallets a bit, Stace. What do you reckon?
I think that sounds amazing.
Stace, how many people at your party?
Well, I am expecting anywhere from 30 to maybe 40.
Wow.
Let's put it on MySpace and make it 400.
Nothing like, because then the bidding will go up because there'll be a lot of people watching and they'll be like, I want to be the big man of town.
Bidding for Stace's house will go up while the value of the neighbourhood plummets from the party.
I don't think my neighbours will be happy. Yeah.
We've got some great news for you. We are the Bevy Bandits and we are bringing the Bevy to your house to help you sell your house.
Yay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Sorry, Stace, we don't know quite how to react because we've never supplied to an auction party before. we don't know if we go, woo, or we go, let's wait till the house is sold and then we will just really unleash then, Stace. But either way, good luck. We can't wait to see you.
Excellent. Can't wait to have you guys here.
Be your own bartender with Hairy Dog, the largest range of alcohol online, delivered to your door, hairydog.com.au. And if you want the Bevy Bandits to turn up to your place, carryandtommy.com.au is where you got to go.
Yeah, if you're having a party, it doesn't have to be an auction party. It can be any kind of party and you want us to come along and bring the drinks.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, but this is not the only place you can catch Tommy Little. His new show, Pretty Fly for a Dickhead, at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, March 31 to April 24. Tickets are on sale now.
Might have to get myself some because I've realised I have not seen your show yet.
This show. No, you have not. But I believe you have already hit up. I got a call saying Carrie wants free tickets.
I did not try and get free tickets. No, I didn't. I would like some, but I haven't tried yet to get free tickets. I will buy them.
I'm going to ask the boss of the show. They've already organised a group night.
We definitely asked for free tickets to go as a group.
No, but you're part of our group. Will I be going with you?
Of course, mate. You're the key ingredient to the group.
Aren't I over in the UK?
Oh, shit.
I think I am.
Oh, my gosh.
Hang on. We'll compare. You're actually not. Let's do this off air.
But either way, I have not asked for free tickets, and I wouldn't do that to you, mate. I know how much you need the cash, although you did completely sell out Adelaide. So, you know.
Catch my new show. It's my best one yet at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, biggest comedy festival in the country, and I'm at the Comedy Theatre there. If you haven't been there, it's a beautiful venue.
But if you do want some free tickets,
yes, where
do I go? carryandtommy.com.au.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yo, Jesse.
Yeah, dog.
You got that paper ready?
Yeah, dog.
Carrie, Tommy, do that quiz from the newspaper. We do the questions first and we get them answers later. Most exciting radio quiz of all time. Carrie Bickmore, Tommy Little, put your hands up because it's quiz time. Quiz time. Quiz time. It's paper quiz time.
Yeah. How you feeling, Pickers?
I'm ready. Is that what you wanted me to say?
Yeah, I think that's all we need. Yeah. Yeah, it appears Jesse's not because he's just frantically grabbing a newspaper. He's like, we packed it in one
you
minute of
the
banter.
Wrong person. Yeah.
Question number one, what colour is the Hope Diamond?
Great question. Because you're diamond. Notoriously just a diamond fiend, you said
Am
the bloodier the better.
That's not true. The Hope Diamond, is it blue, is it?
I think so. I think it looks like a big sapphire, but it's actually a big old diamond.
Really?
Why is it called the Hope Diamond?
Because it's a diamond from a mineral perspective. I think we, like laymans, just think colours are different rocks, but it's a mineral composition, isn't it? Like the big, okay, nobody.
You're
like,
looking at Jesse again. He's got to now turn the paper upside down to give you that.
I love it when Jesse smiles and we just notice, I've never noticed all those diamonds in Jesse's teeth.
He's just full grill.
Okay, great. Yes. I also don't know.
Why,
I'm guessing.
Why hope though?
Because the other one is the despair diamond, and that's black, like my
soul. Well, that's obvious.
No, that's a joke,
that's
Carrie.
Oh, yeah. I would have gone around and told people that.
Question number two. What is the world's largest international police organisation?
It'd be in America, wouldn't it? Or is it Russian or something?
Or is it Interpol?
Is it?
Or, I don't know, are they talking about how many people they have?
You've got the questions, mate. I mean, Interpol is just all of them connected, isn't it?
Yeah, so maybe it's only like a few in between each country.
So what are we saying then? The FBI?
Yeah, pardon me.
What's the Russian? What's
the KGB?
KGB.
I feel like, is that why they're bringing up the question now, you know, timely?
Mm. What's the
Chinese version of the CIA or the FBI?
It is... I've got answers, but they're
no, they're not correct.
They're all going to get us cancelled.
Yeah. Get you cancelled. Don't bring me into that. Let's go with Interpol, Jess.
Interpol.
I like that.
All right. Question number three. Which two autonomous Caribbean countries share the island of Hispaniola?
Equatorial Guinea. Is that there?
I was going to say Trinidad and Tobago.
Oh, great.
Say the question again.
But aren't they one? Isn't that one?
They're two islands.
But aren't they one country? Isn't that?
What was the question? I only just heard Caribbean.
Which two autonomous Caribbean countries share the island of Hispaniola?
I'm happy with Carrie's answer.
No, that's because that's one country is what you're saying is 100% right, Trinidad and Tobago. What about like...
Is Jamaica and
Barbados
in
or
that
something?
Area?
I feel like Haiti can't share an island with someone, can they? And I'm saying that because of the earthquakes, it was always just referred to as Haiti and not like Haiti and.
I think it's Trinidad.
What about
and
like
Saint?
Okay, let's go Trinidad and Tobago.
But I think they're one country. Well, they are
Lucius,
one country, aren't they? Saint Lucia
it?
And
it's Trinidad and Tobago
and Barbados or something. Side note, most incredible place you've ever been in your entire life if you go there.
I've never been there.
Oh, my God, so amazing. Absolutely stunning.
I want to go swimming with sharks there.
Carnival there is epic. Just get your kid off and dance through the streets for 2 days.
That's great.
So we're going with Trinidad and Tobago?
Yep.
No, I don't think that's right.
Oh.
But sure.
And Jamaica?
And Barbados and St. Lucia.
Question number four, who painted the Hay Wain?
The Hay Wain?
Sonder question.
Hey, Wayne.
Hey, Wayne. Was it his mate Gareth? Who was standing at the door?
Now, Wayne is spelled W-A-I-N.
Yeah. So they're French. It's waning men.
The hay and the Wayne.
No idea.
The Hay Wayne. Who's a...
Let's throw a painter out there.
Who is... Jackson Pollock. Who's a French... Who's someone French?
Matisse.
Yeah, Monet. Matisse. Great. Yep.
Question number five.
Monet. Is Monet even French?
Yep, Monet
anyway.
Is. And Manet.
Yeah, great.
Are they
Manet?
Is
there a Manet?
There's two.
Mm.
Are they mates?
I don't know.
Yeah, they're friends with Wayne and Wayne.
Question number five. What is traditionally broken at the end of a Jewish wedding?
Glass. Bang.
Depends how rowdy it gets.
Oh.
Tables, chairs.
don't they? You wrap it in the glass
yeah,
in the.
You go Mazel Tov.
And go crash.
Bang.
It looks so fun.
Yes.
Alrighty, answers. Question number one. What color is the Hope Diamond? It is blue.
Great work.
World's largest international police organization is Interpol.
Amazing work, Jesse.
Question number
back
three.
Back all the way.
Which two autonomous Caribbean countries share the island of Hispaniola? Haiti and the Dominican Republic.
Jeez, I had a lot of facts to back up why it couldn't be Haiti. What
right
an idiot.
Question number four. Who painted the Hay Wain? We said some beautiful exotic French names. The actual artist's name is John Constable.
Yeah.
What
that suits that, doesn't it?
And question number five. What is traditionally broken at the end of a Jewish wedding? It is a glass.
So that wasn't a very good result, was it?
Are you eating?
Sorry. I've given up on the segment and I've gone back to my snacks.
Now that the show's finished, don't be sad. You can get more Carrie and Tommy anytime you like. Just download and sign up to the Listener app. It's the new home of Carrie and Tommy.